Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/TrueOffMyChest, where OP destroys her husband and her husband's mistress at the same time. Our next Reddit post is from Deleted. I ate out my best friend after she told me that she broke up with her boyfriend, but it's not even true. So we're both 25 and girls. I've had the hots for her since spring of 2023, and she knows. Last night, she came to my place crying, saying that he cheated. We talked, hugged, and she kissed me. 20 minutes later, I was between her legs like a starved woman, all fine and dandy. But this morning, her boyfriend posted a story with her at a cafe. They never broke up, she was just curious. I feel used. Then, 1 week later, OP posted an update. I decided to meet up with both of them, expecting him to freak out and dump her. But that is far from what happened, because he knew. But not in the way that you might expect. She didn't, like, confess to him or anything. He allowed it from the beginning. This wasn't even a fetish case about lesbianism. He just hates eating that body part. And his logic was, oh, the gay one can do it for me. Me being the gay one, obviously. They then proposed that we become some kind of throuple where my only privilege would be to eat her out as many times as I wanted. But I couldn't have feelings for her. Now, addressing the accusations of, imagine if a man did this, herder, accusations of me eating her out right after she cried. I didn't have a reason to expose her back then, but now I do, so I'm gonna defend myself. She has decryphilia and gets turned on by tears, including her own. I asked her multiple times if she was sure that she consented to it, and she nodded desperately while crying her heart out. Her case is so bad, I recall not inviting her to my aunt's funeral because... because I didn't know how she'd behave in a room full of people. I'm not kink-shaming her, to each their own. And as a cherry on top, she met her current boyfriend at a bar while he cried after being dumped. They slept together that night. She always told me that she liked crybabies, and alas, I am not a crybaby. I'm currently looking for another city to live in because everything reminds me of her. All right, the top comment, it really echoes my current state of mind right now. What in the cinnamon roll fuck did I just read? Also, I find it really funny that the word for being turned on by tears is decryphilia, because it starts with decry, as if someone's saying, decry, make me horny. OP, all right, I'm sorry, OP, I shouldn't laugh because, you know, you were used. This is like a sucky story. Okay, sucky. I'm sorry, all right? It's a funny story. It's a sad story because you were used. So I feel bad for you, and I can understand why you'd feel used here. It's just the story's also really funny. Our next Reddit post is from When I'm Back. I found out that my husband was having an affair while I was postpartum. I thought that I would die because I love him, and it felt like my heart was broken into a million pieces. I knew that it was over, but my curiosity got the best of me. I wanted to know why. What was it she had that I didn't? Did he love her? I started reading his texts, and everything was there. He felt like he was alive again. He was happy and excited. She's single and childless, so she had all the time in the world to make him her priority. He felt seen and desired by her. I was confused because even with life coming between us, he was always my love, and I made sure that he knew that every day. Still, it wasn't enough. I read thousands upon thousands of messages between them, and I started being everything that he fantasized about. In the beginning, it felt weird, and he was confused, but I just went with it. Every time he made plans with her, I found a way to make him stay, or I made sure that I sent him exhausted to her. The messages became less and less frequent, and the passion and excitement subsided. Soon, him answering her became more of a chore. Then she started complaining, and he started pulling away. He was happier at home and couldn't wait to come home. He started texting me again during the day, the sweetest texts about how he missed me. He was his old self again. Eventually, the day that I hoped for and patiently waited for came. He ended things with her. He told her that he loved me and that now everything was great again. Her services weren't needed, in other words. I felt relief that I could finally move on. Now I'm preparing for my divorce. He'll get the papers the day that I leave for my new life in my new apartment. I know that I'll get a lot of hate for this because I've neglected my husband and pushed him to seek solace in another woman's arms, when apparently I could have just given him what he wanted all along, and believe me, I will bear the guilt for that for the rest of my life. In my defense, I didn't do it intentionally. Our lives had just been altered drastically, and I was trying to navigate this new and exciting existence. If he was upset, he could have come to me with his hurt. He could have talked to me about his suffering. He could have tried to make me understand, but he chose not to. He decided to deceive me, deceive us. He ruined our love, our future, and even our history. Nothing was, is, or will be the same again. I've secured an apartment for me and my baby, and I've put everything in order and prepared for custody, shared or otherwise. I've divided the money and transferred my share to a third account, and it'll stay there until the divorce proceedings and the dividing of the assets. So I was curious about what was it that OP did that like turned around her husband. And down in the comments, she says, "What I neglected was passionate hugging 4 to 5 times a week and being sexy and sensual around him. He was content with the other aspects of his life." Our next Reddit post is from Throwaway Oh No. I'm a 37-year-old woman, and I've been with my husband, who's 40, for 13 years, married for 9. We have 2 sons, ages 6 and 8, and we've been happily married. We have the usual ups and downs that you would expect with any relationship, but we've been happy, very happy. My mother-in-law has a terminal disease and is expected to pass very, very soon. So we flew over to spend time with everyone. My husband's family is Australian, while we live in the US. They used to fly over and stay with us all the time before my mother-in-law got sick. I love my mother-in-law and father-in-law. They've been amazing grandparents and very lovely to me. Yesterday, my husband and father-in-law looked after the kids while my mother-in-law and I had a spa day. While we were driving home, she started getting very upset, and she ended up getting me to pull over. Then she dropped the news. When I met my husband, he was still in a relationship with his ex. I came to Australia on a working holiday at a snow resort, and my husband was working at the same place. We quickly fell in love, and he came to the US for the next season. We did that for a few years around the world before settling down. My mother-in-law just revealed to me that he had a long-term, four-year girlfriend at the time that he met me. He was driving back every few weeks to see her, and she apparently visited him once. According to my mother-in-law, she wasn't a huge fan of the girlfriend, but she felt terrible keeping the secret for so long, and she wanted to get it off her chest before she passed. Basically, my husband just up and left Australia and ditched everything he had and knew, ghosted all of his old childhood friends, girlfriend, etc. His parents moved to a different place in Australia not long after that because there were no ties to his old life. There were so many lies. He said that he used to visit his parents on those trips the first year we met. But no, he was passionately hugging his girlfriend for 4 months, going on dates, hanging out with her family. She visited him for days. I don't really know how I feel right now. I feel so betrayed and lost. I can't trust him again, but I don't think that I could be a single mom. I feel so lost right now. Opie, this is a crazy story, don't get me wrong, but I can't stop thinking, yo, hold up, Australia has snow? Not just a little bit of snow, but a lot of snow? Enough to have full-blown snow resorts? I always thought Australia was like borderline tropical. I mean, what the hell? Every time I see pictures or video of the Australian outback, it looks borderline radioactive, like a nuke had just been dropped. And there's that one town in Australia, I don't know the name of it, where it's so hot that people build their homes underground. But no, I'm on Google Image and sure enough, there's Australian snow resort, shows what I know. Our next Reddit post is from Deleted. My husband has given me the ick. We've been together for 5 years, and we have a history of arguments that would happen whenever I tried to express how I felt about something. For example, he has an annual camping trip with his dad and brother, and on his last trip, he didn't call or message at all. My calls and messages went ignored for 10 days until he returned, and then blew up when I asked him to just check in from time to time so I know he's okay. He ignored me for almost 2 weeks after that one. He always blamed me for the argument, so 6 months ago, I decided to just agree with him on everything to see what would happen. So for 6 months, I just sat, smiled, and agreed that I was a silly little girl for causing all of our past problems, and he loves it. He recently confessed that he wanted to open the marriage on his side, so I agreed. And I've listened every time he either realized he's being catfished, or every time a younger woman decides she doesn't want anything to do with him, and it's always a problem with them, not him. He's happier and much more interested in sleeping with me too. He's full of praise for me for submitting to him and fulfilling his needs. He even wants to get me pregnant. Not have a family, but breed me. He's been very clear that it would be my responsibility as the woman to raise the baby. I'm on the pill, which he doesn't know about because he doesn't believe in contraceptives. He's not religious, he just thinks that all women should have babies and that they'll be bitter and angry if they don't. Yo, OP. Oh, hold on. OP, you've been doing this for 6 months? Why, girl? Why are you still in this relationship? For 6 months, I've been perfect for him, and in those 6 months, I've completely fallen out of love with him. I've become repulsed by him, and when he starts complaining about the latest 20-year-old not wanting to do anything with him, I want to laugh and point out every reason why that is. I've heard other people talking about the ick, and I never really understood it until now. OP, please get out of this relationship before this guy breeds you, because we do not need more guys like him running around the world. Our next Reddit post is from Lost Island. It's been 3 years since my ex-fiance intentionally crashed her car to end her life, but killed our daughter instead. I was with my ex-fiance for over 7 years. Throughout that period of time, she made leaps and bounds with her mental health, which she struggled with due to significant trauma as a child. We had a picture-perfect life. Our first son was born 6 years ago, and we have another son who's 4. We found out that we were pregnant again 3 years ago. During this time, my ex started distancing herself from both me and the kids, to the point that I was missing days from work, and I had to call my mother to help. When my ex-fiancé was 4 months pregnant, she decided to take her own life. Our daughter died in the process, and she refused to allow me to see her in the hospital. I found her suicide note, which informed me that our youngest son wasn't mine, and neither was our daughter. And she couldn't bear the guilt, as well as a list of other reasons why she decided to end her life. I presume that this letter is what her mother was trying to find when she kept trying to frantically enter our house. I still remember that day, but I can't process it or accept it. After that day, she refused to speak to me or even collect her things from our house. She refused to come to our daughter's funeral, including the majority of her family, with the exception of her father, and she hasn't spoken to our children from that day either. My mother, her father, and my relatives and friends have helped the best they can. I sold our home, I'm still in therapy, and I was awarded full custody of both of my boys, as I can't bear to lose or imagine my life without them, but she refused to show up in court. I found out during Christmas that she had been having a 4-year-long affair with a childhood friend of mine, who was like a brother to me. He was my mother's bonus son, as she called him, and he lived with us from the time that he was 9. I also found out that she has a son and daughter with him, and used our deceased daughter's name as a middle name for their child. What the fuck? While she started a new life, I'm still trying to piece my life back together. I still struggle to process and accept what she's done and the damage she's caused. At times, I feel helpless and lost, trying to keep my head afloat while trying to give my children normality and stability. I recently found my angel, my girlfriend. We've been dating a year, and I found out that we're expecting a girl. My girlfriend's done everything she can to help. She's been my rock. She's the reason I'm still here and fighting, but I can't help but feel guilty for my other daughter. I often go to her grave and speak with her. I sound insane, but it's the only comfort I feel because I couldn't protect her. I don't know what to feel. I'm conflicted, but I'm happy. I just wish someone could take the pain away. Our next Reddit post is from Dandy Rose. My friend was murdered by his ex, and I can't process that this is real. He was the nicest guy. He had the biggest heart, and he would drop everything to help you. He had a smile that lit up a room the moment that he walked in. He was loved by everyone, and he could fit in no matter what the crowd. He moved to a different city for work last year. He'd been doing so well at life. I hadn't spoken to him in a few months, not since his last visit back to our city. Turns out, he'd started a new relationship and was so loved. Well, his jealous, narcissistic ex-boyfriend, who had been stalking him since their breakup last year, killed both my friend and his new boyfriend sometime between Sunday and Monday before dumping their bodies. Their bodies are both still missing, and the psychopath is refusing to tell police where he dumped them. I cried during the press conference. A part of me knew what the killer was going to say, but the reality while listening to it cut me to my core. It's like a bad dream that I can't wake up from. It's agony knowing that it's real, and he's been taken from us way too soon in such an evil fashion. I wish that we had kept in touch more. I wish that I didn't have only memories of our good times. I can't even imagine the pain that his family is in. So down in the comments, users were able to piece together who the murder victim was, and apparently the murderer is a former cop who killed them with his service weapon.
That was r/TrueOffMyChest, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.